This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. I walk along
the avenue. Gary Habe is with us for two more segments. And he's just trying to purely draw attention to this. He put out his film, Great Cost to Himself, Armageddon, trying to expose the UN globalist takeover. He's just done so much more. He helped expose Ted Cruz at a critical point. He's joined us via phone because the sky has been degrading so bad in the hurricane hit area. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. We're going to premiere the special report. What do you think we call this controversy? Because I'm trying, you know, so much is headlines, so much is how to put this out. You know, I mean, the Clintons, I think, you know, the Clintons are again stealing the money. I think that's the new controversy. The Clintons are again stealing the money from the Haitians again while the UN stands down medical care. I think that's really the headline. Make some points. We can cut this into the report today and then put it out on the nightly news.
Well, you know, I'm as a CEO and a brand builder, I'm pretty good at this stuff. I think I would call it Haiti, the hidden disaster. And then the byline would be cover by the Hillary media.
That's right. The Hillary media covers up Clinton crime.
Yep. That's what this is about. You know, Alex, if there were even Fox News, if they were to show up, I mean, none of them are here. They would tell Americans what's going on. And, you know, as you mentioned, Americans, particularly the evangelicals, are the ones that respond to need. You know, we all have to be obedient to caring for the lesser among us. And this is an opportunity for Americans to respond. I gave you a name of a charity. It's called FERHA, FERHA.org. There it is. And people can donate to that. And that's a charity that I've been supporting for six, 5.5 years since.
And it's based right there.
Yep. So people can do something by sending them some resources. You know, the UN has only secured $12 million for this disaster. There's 1.4 million affected. Alex, that's less than $10 a person. That's what the world has committed to this.
Well, again, what adds insult to injury is just that they use Haiti to suck money out of people and then don't even give them half of it. That, you know, and then they prance around like they're angels. It makes me sick.
Yeah, and you know, I got to tell you that I ain't seen a Red Cross or a Blue Cross or any kind of, you know, it's all individuals, and there's a lot of great people that have stopped their lives and come here and help. Doctors, nurses, medical workers, I'm really proud of these people, but I tell you what, it's hundreds when we need thousands, and there's no help coming from the media.
And by the way, that's a normal human instinct God gave us to want to go help people that are in trouble if we have the means, and it seems like they are driving that instinct out. I mean, they have studies that the more industrialized we get, people just watch a raped woman, you know, bleed to death for 2 hours in the street, and the CEO of a Toronto company told his employees, don't even call the cops, it's a diversion. And, you know, and the woman died. I mean, this is getting weird.
Yeah, you know, a woman gets raped while people stand around and are afraid to do things. You know, I'm a Texan, and you're a Texan. We're men in our state. We haven't been feminized, and we're not afraid to stand up to this evil. We're not afraid to stand up and defend these children and women. And I'm proud of that. And I think God's proud of
us. Well, I get so angry, I get tears in my eyes. It's not because I'm some goody two-shoe. I know that we're losing our soul. I'm going to break. I'm going to ask you this when we come back. What do we do to put attention on this, Gary? Because, I mean, there's more we can do, the listeners can do. And then how do we shame the Clintons? I'm thinking about some new contest to shame them for stealing the Haiti money. That's it. Bigger than exposing the rape. Should I offer another $100,000 for people confronting them on national TV about stealing the Haitian money? I think that's what we need to do, don't we?
Yep, let's talk about it in a minute.
We'll be right back with Gary Haven. He's down there, and I had some other questions I wanted to ask as well, but I tell you, these people are just the scum of the earth.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America, own it today on DVD and digital HD. Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD. Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Fortunę tamto górę racji, na tym pusto celis. Odsuwa mi górę racji, na tym prezelis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Is our guest for a few more minutes. We're going to go to this special report. They go to break and bring Anthony Gucciardi in, balance out this hour. Then we got a big lineup today of exclusive guests, reporters, live feeds before, during, and after. We're going to have feeds into the Trump area that nobody has but us and Right Side, directly from the Trump folks with a special press conference they're going to do after. They got surprises before. We'll mix all the feeds together at Infowars.com from here in Austin, Texas. And of course, you can tune into other feeds as well. That we'll have on the site, but Infowars.com/show. You're part of this revolution against the mainstream media. Spread that link to everybody, Infowars.com/show, for inside scoop at the debate, for feeds and cameras and things MSM won't show you, Infowars.com/show. Gary Haven, we really should pull some stunts to expose Hillary and also then obviously get more aid to Haiti, who was robbed. I want to ask you a few questions, though. Mainstream media says that it's $2 billion the Clintons took and that they took 94% and that they gave 3 to 5%, depending on the year, of their own money to charity, and then that itself was to them. So it's a total money laundering operation. But even the L.A. Times and others report that really what happened to the $3.9 billion that were supposed to go to Haiti that the Clinton Foundation got. So what's the real number? Is $2 billion conservative, or what's happening?
Yeah, I use $2 billion because it's conservative. I think I could prove that, which is important for my credibility. But it's very likely north of that. And I would recommend people use the $2 billion plus number and talk about that. The head of the Haitian Senate did that press event with Trump the other day. By the way, I'm meeting this afternoon with the Haitian senator over that area. That's how significant our contribution has been to his area. We're there with our resources saving his people. And so he's getting behind us on this. Alex, one of the problems here is the Haitian government has refused to declare an emergency. Because when they do, they give up sovereignty over the United Nations. They're not willing to do that. So the resources are limited. The Haitians are afraid of the power they'll lose and the vulnerability they have to the United Nations, which is a pretty good worry.
Yeah, how many times has Haiti been overthrown by the West or the UN? Quite a few times.
Yeah, it's a mess. You know, the number one religion here is voodoo, which brings us back to the spiritual element. I was surrounded by 200 people yesterday out in this place where we're feeding 4,000. And, the voices were loud. They were angry. And curiously, in a tarp beside me, they were playing voodoo drums while we were trying to get the crowd under control. And my patient doctor who was with me was masterful. She got the crowd to calm down, and she was able to explain that I was the one feeding them, told them my name, and then 200 people began to chant my name. The experiences here are just really hard to describe.
And even though it's hard, and even though it's a hellhole in many respects, I would imagine, though, it feeds the soul to be doing good work and to be in the real world because, a big pink pillow in the sky, New World Order, Matrix land, is not the real world. It does not buoy the human spirit, but actually doing good work and trailblazing like you're doing, Gary, is. And I really appreciate you bringing the crew in there. I knew it was dangerous, but, my God, watching the HD footage of you guys coming in on mud, grass, runways by the edge of cliffs, and starving people and dying people and little starving children and the haunting images. We've got more of the armored vehicles and the UN people and the little children, 5-6-year-olds, their mothers and fathers are dead, wandering around in the rubble. I mean, this is unbelievable.
It's extraordinary, Alex. But I tell you, I could be anywhere in the world doing anything I want to do. I wouldn't trade any of it for this experience. I've been here 10 days now. I don't know when I'm going to leave. I can't leave. People that are depending on me for food and me only. I was telling somebody, we're saving these lives. And it's not like a doctor doing a surgery and saving a life because there's other doctors. But here, doing this, there's me and my pilots and some great people that are teamed up. If not for us, there would be nobody. So these lives we're saving are even more incredible because they wouldn't be alive if we weren't here to be doing this. So I tell you, it's humbling, but it's the most satisfying thing I think I've ever done in my life. The joy of holding a little baby and putting him on the plane and knowing that we're going to take him to a life-saving operation. I tell you, it's a thrill. The negative is being an eyewitness to the corruption in the Hillary Clinton program, the Clinton Foundation. We go back to what can our listeners do? They need to make this stuff go viral. Joe Biggs filmed, it looks like Hiroshima, and you're putting on stuff that can be sent viral. We need to get social media. And again, the hidden disaster and how the media has provided cover for Hillary Clinton. And the media, because of Hillary's cover, is killing more people than the hurricane did.
Gary Haben, thank you so much. I'm going to air this special report now. God bless you, and we'll talk to you again very, very soon.
Great. right, Alex. Thanks for all you do, buddy.
Thank you. That's Gary Haven from Port-au-Prince there in Haiti. And we've got hours and hours of HD footage. I'm there about 7-8 minutes of this footage right now. And then Anthony Gucciardi's going to take over. Obviously, we're going to skip this network break. But I sit back and I look at this world, and I sit back and I see what's unfolding and what's happening. And you really see what people are made of when things get down to brass tacks like this. That's exactly what the statistics show. The so-called trendy modern liberals are not liberals. I don't want to put that name of liberal on them, because there are some real liberals out there that are pretty good people. I may disagree with them on a few issues, but they're good people. There's not many of those anymore, though. And they have really organized a group of criminals at every level of society to take over and force delusion on us and then just do horrible things, really despicable things. I mean, it takes Bill Clinton a lot of will and nerve to show up in Haiti for an hour off of a helicopter, shake a bunch of people's hands with Chelsea. Got to put that article back up on screen. But Chelsea actually looks, I'm not trying to lionize Chelsea, but she actually looks concerned and upset. Bill's, oh, how you doing? Shaking people's hands. Leaves, steals billions of dollars, gives basically nothing back, and then feels like a good guy. I mean, I would not be able to get out of bed in the morning if I had stolen money from children. And again, Bill Clinton would call me weak. Hillary would call me weak. No, I'm alive. You people are dead inside. And, you know, I know they intimidate the FBI and different agencies, and they hire a lot of crooks and stuff, so people are afraid to speak out, and if you do, you get killed. They come after you. They can't stop us all. And folks in media, it's the same thing. People get fired out of the media for telling the truth, like the CBS reporter did. She went and started her own media operation. She's more successful. Forget her name. Don't have a teleprompter. I mean, you just got to do the right thing and just say, whatever happens, happens. I'm doing the right thing. And then you build a good world. When almost everybody lies down and acts like a bunch of cowards, it really is a frightening prospect of the future, because evil takes over. You're not safe laying down to evil. You're in danger. And, you know, I see these controversy, people not wanting to stand up during the national anthem. And, hey, I'm all into free speech. If you don't want to do that, that's your issue. But then they go forward to bash America and say it's the worst and bitch and gripe on top of it and say how great George Soros is and Obama is, when they're big warmongering criminals launching all these wars. Now, the corporate media makes it popular to bash America. They either want empty fake patriotism, or they want this big fake empty attack patriotism, but to support globalism. And quite frankly, when I was a teenager, I was studying fascism and things, and I didn't particularly like getting up to do the Pledge of Allegiance of school, because I realized it was an autocratic control system. Not that I didn't want to pledge allegiance to the Republic, but that I got that this government wasn't America. Already by that point, that somebody captured the country, and so I was really saluting them, not the Republic. And I live here, so I should be saluting it. So, or I shouldn't be, so everybody can know I'm not part of this. And see, America's got a horrible past and done a lot of bad things, but compared to other countries, from every other historical perspective, the Japanese, French, you name it, we were special and amazing and had amazing innovations, because we were about the little people being important and the little people having ideas, the little people being able to compete so the poorest person could end up, you know, be the head of the Navy or the top inventor or an artist. And so it was that idea of what you stood for and what you did, not where you came from or what you look like, that Martin Luther King continued with. That's Americana, folks. And now you see the complete opposite of that. It's cultic. It's stupid. It's gangsterish. It's tribal. It's mindless. It's bad news. And so I remember also growing up and hearing how great Texas was. Let's skip this break, guys. How great Texas was, and how we were the best and all this, and I would just roll my eyes and just think, my God, because you always do that to parents and grandparents. Please quit to talking about this and that. Please stop. Then as I got older and I traveled the country and the world, and Texas isn't perfect, but real old Texas was just the end of chivalry. It was kind of the last frontier of men still being men, or just that idea, like a Americana holdout. And then I understood. It's not that America is that good or Texas is that good. It's that everything else is so much worse. And we've turned our back on all of it. And they say you judge a tree by its fruits. Look at how many people fighting the New World Order come from Texas because of those ideals and believing in something. You can all say, yeah, look at George Bush coming from it. No, that's people coming from Kennebunkport, Maine. And I'm not bashing folks up in Maine or Connecticut. The point is those are the blue bloods that infest that area coming down here to rob us and then take on the mantle of Texas when they're the opposite of it. A hat and cowboy boots does not make you a Texan. And I don't want to even sit there and lionize America or Texas. It's just that when people are pissing on the flag and pissing on the Star-Spangled Banner and the Pledge of Allegiance, they're pissing on what gave them $100 million contracts and jets and mansions and everything. Not that that's the best thing in the world. It's just that the byproduct of a little bit of freedom is fabulous wealth, medicine, culture, opportunities, ideas. And to watch a bunch of spoiled, rotten brats run around with political correctness and talk about everything that's good as if it's the worst thing in the world makes me really want to involve myself in an Atlas Shrugged type operation and just start pulling back and not caring. But that's what the elite did. They have that attitude, the public is a bunch of scum, and then they end up just going ahead and treating them like scum, and so then it makes them act like scum, and it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. I will not lower myself to the level of the elite or the general public. I will not be part of it. And it's not because I'm some perfect person. It's because I can't do it. When I even start thinking like the establishment thinks, I get a chill up my spine. Because that's turning myself over to this spirit that I'm not going to be part of. And no matter how many concerns I've got or no matter what the danger is, my soul is in charge. And it says, you are not going to join this ever. And it's that simple decision. Where does your soul lie? You don't have to go to some church with some jackass devil-worshipping preacher. Half those sons of bitches are devil worshipers. You don't need to go to these big whore churches to find God. That's where you find the devil. You've got to make a decision in your heart who you stand for. Those Pharisees will tell you you're bad as you drink a beer, you think God's creation, a woman's beautiful, and Lord knows that can get out of hand. But the point is they want to make you feel guilty, so you think you've got to go through them to find God. They're there to make sure you don't find God. Well, let me tell you something. In my 40-something years, I found God and I found the devil. And I'm going with God all the way. Here's a special report on Haiti. We'll go to break. Come back with Anthony Gucciardi.
If you love black people, why are you destroying Haiti? Why did you, Mr. Clinton, stop them from the rice that they were producing in Haiti to feed themselves?
In this environment, the most important thing all the rest of us can do is give even small amounts of cash for food, medicine, water, and shelter.
You've got like this head of the Senate saying that the Clintons are trying to bribe him. You've got local leaders saying how the Clintons do nothing, how they just collect all the money. And it just brings home these people are damn evil.
Young boy here with severe injury. We're his only way out of here. And we're about to put him on our plane. The UN helicopter taking off is empty because they don't do evac. This was so frustrating here. No government help. They won't bring in some food, but they won't do anything interesting, like help an individual. But we're getting him out of here. An old man on a stretcher with a spinal cord injury. And America needs to know what's going on here. This is an absolute disaster.
and Obama sent in six or seven helicopters. They're all going home in a few days, and people are starving. They don't have no water. It's injuries. This person was injured in a hurricane, which was 7 or 8 days ago, and we're just now getting him to a hospital. So anybody that cares about this, cares about the Haitian people, you need to call your congressman. You need to call your media, because this is a completely ignored story. A million people on this peninsula in western Haiti are without water, without food, without medical care. And very, very little was done, being done by the international community and by the American government. And so I saw only four stories in the entire media yesterday on the Haitian program. There's a million people in distress. This is important.
You've got the Clinton Foundation here, but guess where they're at? In Port-au-Prince, willing and dealing at the Marriott, you know, trying to put money in their own pockets. Meanwhile, you got people here with their legs snapped, fractured backs, trying to get help, trying to get out of here, trying to seek the medical attention they deserve and they should have. And these people are more concerned with putting money in their own pockets and benefiting their lives and their families later on down the road. When you have people here...
Let me see. This guy's an EMT, and he's been doing this for quite a while. How much Clinton fund money have you seen actually put in the hands of Haitians?
Absolutely none right now. Because we've been here since what? Last Wednesday?
Yep.
We haven't seen nothing yet.
And most of the Haitians consider Hillary Clinton a thief. Would that be an accurate description?
I would say yes.
Yeah.
Because that's what they, I mean, that's, it's been going on for pretty, quite a while. So
January 2010.
Yep.
Yeah.
And before that.
So this is it.
They're already digging their fingers in Haiti before it happened. And then when that catastrophic event took place, they seized it, jumped in here, and then took a hold of that natural disaster and then use it as a way to benefit themselves. And that's what they always do.
Yep. And we have absolute proof that the Clintons have put nothing into Haiti other than getting a gold mine for Hillary's brother and their rich friends.
I don't see major organizations down here. I don't see major organizations out in that area. We're the only ones out there. HERO is literally the only one out there in Damery doing this work. And Damery is one of the most affected areas where the hurricane went through and devastated the entire town. So we have a bunch of people without homes, without food, without shelter, and in need of medical assistance. So that in itself should be screaming out to the world that, yes, we need eyes back on Haiti, because we can't do it alone. We desperately need help.
You know, what's amazing, aside from some small-scale U.S. military aid and some other Christian organizations, you know, I mean, yesterday I looked around and I thought, I wonder where the religion of peace is at. You know what? Why aren't these guys down here helping out? Where's the Clinton Foundation that's collected hundreds of millions of dollars from the earthquake and dispensed, you know, if these Haitian people were lucky, they got 10 cents on the dollar out of that. And, you know, there's just, and I think the large part of it is really the blame on the media. The media hasn't covered this story. I mean, this country's devastated.
Meteor Ambulance, a great organization with a beautiful helicopter ambulance staff, wants to come here and take our patients, but they can't go round trip on one tank of gas. Okay, the only people they can get gas from out here is Unista, and they won't sell them gas. And because they need it for their operation. They won't let us do medevacs on the UN planes. They won't let us do medevacs on the Army planes.
The Army won't let you do medevacs, right?
The Army won't let it. They won't come here and take our people.
Tell us what the Clinton Party has done for you.
Where's the Clinton Foundation?
Where's everybody?
Gary and Diane have been down here with their own caravans. They came down with three planes. And we've been providing help to Demery, Lekai, and Jeremy. They have been the only ones able to distribute to about 3,000 people, basically food, water, oil, the basic needs for any human being. We don't see the Red Cross. We haven't seen the Clinton Foundation doing anything in Haiti. We are the only ones medevacking those trauma people and Damery. We're the only flights landing there, getting people out that need to be medevaced.
My friends,
Hillary, let me give you a word.
We're going to upload this video. There's a few more minutes left to it. The next hour at Infowars.com. Please get it out to everybody. Anthony Gucciardi is about to take over. Then I'm going to be here with the rest of the crew, popping in and out right through past midnight tonight. So thank you all for your support. Infowars.com/store. If you want to support the broadcast, by checking out the products at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got free shipping running right now as a special that ends tomorrow, so take advantage of that. Please support the broadcast. 25% off on Brain Force as well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There are ones completely wasting, out of work and down. All inside.
You know, when you watch a video like that, the Haiti video, and you think about what you're really looking at, you're looking at a group of people that have been completely deceived by charities, so-called charities, so-called help aid groups, that took money and then not only did nothing with it, but chose to use the money for something else as people are actually suffering and dying. There's people dying on camera. I spoke to Michael Zimmerman who shot all of that, and it's disturbing, right? And you think about that, you think, how could we get to a point where they're the only ones going down there? They're the only ones shipping down the food. There's some relief groups and everything helping them. But Gary is the only one out of billions of people in the world. He also has the resources, but going down there and helping those people. And you think about it, how do we get to that point? How do we get to the point globally with everything that's happening? Like, how do we possibly get to this level where you look at it and you say, what is going on? How is this possible? And also you think about how did we get where we are as a country. You think over and over and over again. That's why they say, of course, that there's the election syndrome, the election anxiety syndrome, that people are having like panic attacks because the election is so crazy. Well, everything is getting more and more out in the open, right? You have an article like this. UK admits it spied illegally for 17 years. Is sorry, but it won't stop. Sorry we spied on you for 17 years, but we're not going to do anything about it, right? So much of it is all just in the open now. And one of those things is about the hormone-disrupting chemicals. We're going to talk to Dr. Group about this news piece here in a moment. But years and years and years ago, 5, 6, 7 years ago, we were always talking about hormone-disrupting chemicals. Alex was talking about it. I would write articles about it. I challenged Susan G. Komen for The Cure, the massive anti-breast cancer charity, to actually list BPA as avoiding BPA as one of the ways to prevent breast cancer. Back then, it was like 130 studies showing it, right? Now, but you're crazy then, by the way. You're totally insane, and it's not scientific. It's unfounded. You're crazy. It's not an issue. But, of course, yesterday an article comes out that hormone-disrupting chemicals are responsible for at least $340 billion in health-related costs. It's just killing people, and it's costing $340 billion in health-related costs because people are eating the junk. They're getting it in water bottles. We're going to talk about that with Dr. Group. So what is happening where our brains are almost like short-circuiting because there's so much going on? That's what's happening, is it's all out. We are aware the establishment system screwed us. We are sold a lie. People are pissed off. The establishment system, meanwhile, instead of even pretending that everything is fine, like there's a little bit of that with the media, like there's a small percentage of people that, you know, still trust the mega media to the point where they just think, you're right, everything's fine, like everyone has our best interests at heart, there's no way anything could be going on. But what is actually happening is the information overload of our brains, we can't even digest it. We can't digest it. There's tons of articles talking about this. Neuroscientists say multitasking literally drains the energy reserves of your brain. And that is in terms of using a smartphone, reading the news, doing all the things that we're doing. We're going to go through some of this. But Psychology Today, flooding your brain's engine, how you can have too much of a good thing. Multitasking damages your brain and career. How technology is warping your memory. Basically what's happening, and I do want to get Dr. Group's take on this too. He's been patiently waiting. Is we're flooded with all this. Do you even remember what the big scandal was 6 months ago or 2 months ago or maybe even just a month ago? Do you even remember? Do you even remember the massive banking institutions that have been paying millions and millions of dollars of fines for money laundering with drug cartels? I mean, do we even remember the fact that we're paying over $183 billion a year in taxpayer money to the banks due to the bailouts? I mean, how much of this is actually actively on your mind? Probably zero, probably none of it, because we're just constantly just hit with all this junk every single day. We can't compute it all in our brains, and then we forget about it, and it just continues. Just like we're not going to do anything about the fact that Haiti is crushed, and all the groups that claim they were going to help them that received millions of dollars of funding and did nothing about it. Instead, Gary Haven and InfoWars have to fly down on a private jet and unload millions of dollars of food. All right, Dr. Group, I want to get your thoughts on this and also talk about this truth that hormone-disrupting chemicals, we've been saying this for like 10 years, are actually killing people and costing $340 billion a year. But back then, it was not a real thing. I mean, do you not see all this just so open now? And it's overwhelming.
Yeah, a lot of it, I think, has to do with everything that Alex has been talking about, everything that you've been posting online, everything that we've been posting online. The fact that people are waking up and realizing that the healthcare system is, you know, chaotic. They've seen their parents die. All the chemicals they're aware of now, they're becoming more aware of all this stuff. Just think about that. $340 billion associated with hormone-disrupting chemicals. And those are going to be in practically every everyday item products that you have around your house, tens of thousands of products, anything with plastic, anything with food containers, detergents, flame retardants, toys that your kids are playing with, cosmetics, neurological and behavioral problems these things are causing. They're causing sterility in males, attention deficit disorder, autism, loss of
IQ. Yeah, if you just read this article, it's crazy. Listen to what it says. It says so-called endocrine-disrupting chemicals, so-called EDCs, are found in thousands of everyday products, ranging from plastic and metal food containers, detergents, flame retardants, toys, and cosmetics, right? And then the next paragraph it says, neurological damage, behavioral problems, including attention deficit, hyperactivity disorder, autism, loss of IQ, accounted for at least four-fifths of these impacts. So they say, as we've known this for years, yeah, it's in everything, just like you're saying, Dr. Group. It's in everything. It's in everyday products. It's in nonstick pans. It's in the dollar bill. It's in the this printed out article right here. The BPA, the BPS, everything. It's all in all these consumer goods. And it's causing loss of IQ and autism and ADHD. That's okay, though. But then we'll forget about it tomorrow and we'll say, what can we do about ADHD? What can we do? Well, it's there's nothing we can do. You know, how absurd is that?
It's pretty absurd considering if you really look in. This study, by the way, was done by published by The Lancet, Diabetes and Endocrinology. But the biggest culprit, the biggest endocrine-disrupting chemical in this study, by far, among the man-made chemicals and all these endocrine-disrupting compounds, is the organobromine compounds, which are the actually what we call PBDEs, polybrominated diphenyl ethers. And you know how much we've talked about iodine and the attack on the thyroid and the attack on the endocrine system by the other toxic halogens, which are bromine, fluoride, and chlorine. So it all goes back, if you look at the research, why in the world are these things allowed? Why are these chemicals allowed into our civilization? Not only do they destroy the human, but they also destroy the earth. But think about that. The most damaging element of the endocrine disrupting chemicals is the organobromine. And we know that bromine, chlorine, and fluoride fight for the receptor sites. There's iodine receptor sites on every single cell in the body. And we wonder why we have so many thyroid issues, ovarian cancer, prostate problems, breast. I mean, it doesn't matter. Any type of disease can be associated with these toxic compounds. And that's why it's so important to be on iodine every single day, is because how are you going to fight that? You know, you got to get rid of all your toys and clean up your diet and everything else. But, you know, like you said earlier, right now is a crazy time. I mean, not only in Haiti, but all around the world, people are suffering. And, you know, there was another article that came out by the Psychology Today, which is talking about election stress disorder, that 50% of the, and not just in America, but
right, which is a real thing all over right now. The world. It's a real condition. It's a new term, right? It's people that are so stressed out by the so-called election thing. Really, I think what they're stressed out about is the fact that they're seeing the truth of what their country is really like, right? They're seeing the truth of what the system, so-called, is actually doing. Because if more than anything, I think the election has kind of pulled the veil back a little bit, right? It doesn't even mean that, like, one person is so great or whatever. It just means, wow, all this is actually going on because the gloves came off for the first time. But go ahead.
No, that's true. You have, like, let's just say 50% of the people that are in fear right now that Hillary will win. And then you got 50% of the people out there that are in fear right now that Trump will win. So basically, you've created a society of regardless who wins or who anybody's rooting for, it's 100% fear. And that's not the type of society that we want to live in. And as a matter of fact, it was pretty comical that the American Psychological Association actually published some stuff on how to cope with election stress. And one of them is to limit media consumption. And the other one is to stop having conflicting discussions about the election. The other one is know that whatever happens, life will go on.
Stop disagreeing with people. No more debate discussions.
Yeah, that's crazy. And then the last one is go vote.
So in other words, it's kind of like many other things. It's not exactly the best way to prevent or cure anything.
Yeah, it's just like nobody addresses the root cause of any problems. I mean, everybody is still addressing the symptoms of everything. And, you know, that's
which is systemic. It's weird because as above, so below, right? If you look at the fact that no one addresses the root cause of things at a health level, right, at a cellular level, in terms of if you go in with something wrong with you, they don't say, well, what's your lifestyle like? What's your diet like? Well, so is the political system kind of like an organism, and we're not diagnosing it properly. We're just looking at all the little symptoms, like all the little latest scandals we're always freaking out about as a society. We're always looking at the littlest, tiniest things. It's almost like I've said before, we have a microscope in front of our eyes, and that's all we could see, or like a massive magnifying glass. We can only see one little thing, and it's dictated, or they at least tried to be dictated by the media. So we don't see the full so-called holistic view, right? Because we can apply this over and over again to everything. Why are we not making a firm diagnosis on the state of society and the world as opposed to hitting things with hammers with gophers everywhere? It's never, ever going to work.
Yeah, the Guardian just released a study that came out and said, we could prevent millions of cancer deaths with knowledge we already have. Hello, that's what we've been saying for the last 20 years. Cancer deaths right now worldwide are estimated to increase by over 50% between 2015 and 2030. It's rampant. Liver cancer, I've been talking about this for a long time. Heal the gut, heal the body. Clean the liver, clean the body. You get a new gut tissue every 24 hours. You get new liver every 3 months. It's the two fastest regenerating organs. Do you think that there was a reason that God did that? Because he knew that we were going to be processing so many chemicals and toxins. And now liver cancer is the second most common cause of cancer death worldwide.
Well, just look at this article, right? So from The Guardian, we could prevent millions of cancer deaths with knowledge we already have. And what's interesting, they don't even get into a lot of things in this. It's more of just, you know, basic prevention and stuff in like third world countries and things.
No, they say, you know, only 50% of the girls are getting the HPV vaccine. And that all of them need to get the HPV vaccine,
right,
so we can prevent 50% of possible ovarian cancer.
Right. And they talk about
all they're saying to do is increase drug use and increase vaccines, and that's how you're going to prevent cancer.
Right. Now look at the juxtaposition, though, here. This is from the New Zealand Herald, because it just had a better title than the Reuters. It's the same thing. But it says, this is New Zealand Herald. Chemicals in everyday products linked to cancer, autism, diabetes. It's talking about the endocrine disruptors and about how it costs $340 billion to deal with that, and it's killing people, right? So look at that, and then look at something like this. The Guardian, we can prevent millions of cancer deaths with knowledge we already have, right? So even the Guardian piece didn't even venture into that. It didn't even venture into the concept of what we're eating is killing us, what we're drinking is killing us. And I don't mean to sit here and say that everything we're doing, you're going to die of cancer, it's horrible. No, it's not like that. It's simple systems that could be fixed at the root systemic level from the producers of all this, okay? Like, these InfoWars Life doesn't have a bunch of stuff in it that's going to kill you and give you cancer. It's simple. Like, you, as a producer, as a manufacturer, you don't have to choose to do that. It's just like this article. Factory farming could lead us to, quote, antibiotic apocalypse. This is from the Canary. And it talks about what we already know. 70% of antibiotics are dumped into the livestock. It's used as a preventative now. So it's the animals not even sick. You just dump antibiotics into them in case they get sick, because you can't lose profits if the animal dies. And as long as it's sustained just enough, like even if it's on the brink of death, just enough to sell it, that's all that matters. So it's not like a pipe dream or something. People always criticize and say, well, everything gives you cancer. You can't do anything about it. Well, number one, you can at an individual level, 100%. But number two, this platform can be utilized to actually change things, as it has been. Numerous successes, numerous victories, activism victories. But it's at a systemic level when the producers decide to do something about it. Just like the political organism, it's not like sitting here talking about this is doing nothing and going into the ether. It's actually affecting things globally. And then the producers in the political climate, just as the health climate, are forced to actually do something about it.
You know, I think that we're really blessed to be on the planet at this particular time. I mean, yes, we're dealing with a lot of stuff, but we're also dealing with radical change at the same time. And every single day that we come in and all of the people that are learning more and more and more about their health, it's we the people. I mean, you know, cleansing, for example, has been used in the ancient Egyptian times. I mean, ancient Roman times. They all used olive oil to cleanse the liver. That's why the truth never changes. It stands the test of time. And all civilizations had ways of cleansing the earth and cleansing the body. And now more and more people are starting to wake up to that fact and realize, see, we're manipulated from birth. because we're taught that we have to look outside for everything else. We have to look outside for the answers. We have to go to a doctor to heal us. We have to go over here to do this. And we have to learn in the own educational system, which completely shuts us down from knowing where our true power is. I mean, we were born with the best and most effective healing modalities in the world is inside you. It's your self-healing mechanism. You know, when you have that hope and you have that faith and you are not in a state of fear, not in a state of anxiety, not in a state of stress, and you know how to keep your body clean, you keep your gut healthy, and you keep your liver clean, then there's nothing. That's what activates your body's self-healing mechanism and keeps you strong and keeps you powerful. You know, listen, the powers to be are very, very scared of one thing. That is if people learn how to meditate. There have been many, many studies done, over 50 documented studies by, you can go to World Peace Group, and it's called the 1% Radiance Effect. And it's proven that if 1% of any given population, let's say there's 100,000 people in a city, and 1% of those people start meditating, it's been proven that you can literally change society with your thoughts and through meditation.
Dr. Group, we got to go to break. Thank you for coming on the show. I think you got to go to a live stream event right after this, but we'll be right back. A lot more new WikiLeaks information.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD. Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD. Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Someone talk a little bit about Ecuador saying it cut off WikiLeaks internet, or rather Julian Assange's internet through its own embassy. But first, also, I want to remind you at InfoWarsLife.com, I mean, today is the final debate. It is now time to fund groups you actually care about and you're interested in. Groups that are willing to do things like fly someone down to Haiti and document the entire thing and assist amazing people like Gary Haven in feeding Haitians that are not being helped by any of the groups that got millions and millions of dollars but just refused to do it. So InfoWarsLife.com, BrainForce is an amazing nootropic neural activation formula. It really, really works. You don't get, like, crashy, groggy feelings, or for me, at least, I don't get that. And it's an amazing formula that has hundreds of five-star reviews, and it's 25% off. So if you've tried it before, you want to stock up. If you've never tried it, now is the absolute time to do it. And once again, these are not formulas that just get cranked out, that are junk, that we just say, well, you know what, we can save some money, it doesn't matter. It's not like the chickens that the factory farms just dump full of antibiotics so they don't die, or at least don't die long enough with their chronic conditions so they can be slaughtered up and eaten, right? This is the real deal stuff. It's actually curated and taken care of. So BrainForce, 25% off. Today is the day to do it because the special will be down soon. So InfoWarsLife.com, support things you actually believe in. Instead of buying just a Starbucks coffee in the morning, which is like $20 anyway, buy something that is going to help you in your life and support something that is doing good. Now, let's talk about this. The Guardian, Ecuador says it cut WikiLeaks founder's internet over interference in U.S. election. Now, you think about the damage control level that we see. It's pathetic, right? Not just in this particular instance, right? But the concept that, oh, they're interfering in the election, just like Russia's interfering in the election by releasing all the things that Hillary Clinton's doing. Or you could say, like, oh, well, activists online are interfering in the election by talking about Hillary Clinton's past. What? Interfering in the election? I thought we were trying to make more informed decisions, right? I thought if you have more information, you can make a more informed decision about which candidate you want to support. No. That's interfering in the elections. You say, well, but it's just information about what they're doing, and it's showing it to the public that they're supposed to elect their leader based on that kind of stuff. And no. So now it's interfering in the election at the lowest levels of anything you do. So talking about this article is interfering in the election, according to this weird nomenclature, right? So I guess anything now could be interfering. So you actually can't present information and news that's been presented to you. Like Julian Assange gets this information about Hillary that he says, wow, this is really powerful stuff. We need to have the public aware of this. That's interfering in the election. So it's no longer informing people. Cops have a database of 117 million faces. You're probably in it. This is from Wired. It's no secret that the American law has been building facial recognition databases to aid in its investigations, but a new comprehensive report on the status of facial recognition as a tool in law enforcement shows the sheer scope and reach of the FBI's database of faces and those of state-level law enforcement agencies. Roughly half of American adults are included in those collections, and that massive assembly of biometric data is accessible with spotty oversight. So here's my question, too, on the whole police thing. Why are we so obsessed with local level police actions that may or may not be bad, and no one cares anymore about the fact that there's millions, half of Americans' faces are in these databases with virtually no oversight. No one knows what's really being done with them. They're being shared with corporations and things, but people don't get mad about that, right? We just have lost our focus in so many different ways. Not that other things that are happening aren't bad, but these are the kind of things that are now being glossed over. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, and this broadcast is going to continue all night long with live debate coverage from Alex and everyone else at InfoWars, so stay tuned.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.